A right way, that is clear. A divine solution, that is also clear. But what is now that blessed fulfillment? And we find that when Joshua writes about these five daughters of Zelophehad, you can find it in chapter 17. And just before that, in the beginning of the chapter, then it speaks about the lot that was given to the tribe of Manasseh. Half the tribe was on the other side of Jordan. But then on this side of Jordan, in the land of Canaan proper, there was indeed a portion for the tribe, that half tribe of Manasseh. And then the lines were stretched out. With those lines, with those cords, they measured the land. They divided it. And then we read in verse 3. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but daughters. And these are the names of his daughters: Mela and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And then they come near before Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the princes, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brethren." So by faith, they are given to point to the promise. And they ask, is there now fulfillment? And therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among their fathers. Their father. And there fell 10 portions to Manasseh beside the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side Jordan. There were six sons of Manasseh left. So we would say, why not six portions? No. Zelophehad was the son of Jether. He was one of those six. So the other five received that portion. And then that portion of Jether, the portion then of Zelophehad, was divided among these five daughters. And that makes it 10. And that was the perfect number. It was exactly the way the Lord had designed it to be. Because the daughters of Manasseh, these five daughters of Zelophehad, had an inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. But what was this now for these five daughters of Zelophehad? We said that was the blessed fulfillment, because they had waited so long. First to receive that promise when they found out they stood outside. But then with that promise, they still did not have the fulfillment. But they waited for the Lord until it pleased him to give that fulfillment. And do you know what they are then pointed to? To that greater Joshua. What did they have to learn? First, it was Moses, the servant of God, a type of Christ, the Old Testament mediator, a type of Christ in his intercession for his people. But now the types change. That image changes. That happens sometimes in the Bible. Think of the time that Judah stood before Joseph. First, Joseph was the type of Christ. And then Judah became the type of Christ as the surety. And so it is here. Because Moses was also the type of the law. And the law cannot save. Cannot bring into the inheritance. And so Joshua, whose name is Jesus, whose name means the Lord saves, he was the one that comes to the fore. And he is the one that would bring the people of Israel into the land of Canaan. He is the one that has defeated all the enemies. And now it is out of his hands, out of the hands of Jesus, daughters of Zelophehad, you receive your inheritance. Oh, that is now that greater Joshua that is portrayed here before these daughters of Zelophehad, because he came from heaven and he left his glorious throne. And he came into great poverty here in this earth. And then, what did he do? He took all the penalty. And he had the suffering. And he paid the price. He gave his blood as a ransom for many. But oh, that was a way so bitter for him. Because he said, the foxes have holes. The birds of the air have nests, and the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Do you see him there upon the cross? His hands stretched out, weary, weary, thirsting, and he had not where to lay his head. Oh, earlier the women ministered unto him, but now even his garments were taken away. And they cast lots for those garments. He really had nothing, not even a place that he could call his own as his grave, despised and rejected of men, forsaken then of his God. Oh, congregation, what has he now done? In this, he has paid the price. He has purchased for himself a bride. And he has purchased for his bride that glorious inheritance. Oh, that is now for those daughters of Zelophehad that have to say, Lord, I have nothing left anymore. And how can I ever receive a husband? And the Lord provided, that is that Jesus. And now that Jesus is taught unto them as the one who also has purchased for them that eternal redemption and that eternal inheritance. Oh, then salvation is entirely and freely from the Lord alone. And that is now through his beloved Son, through that greater Joshua. And here God's children have the beginning of it. But at last they shall receive the eternal blessing from it. We read in Psalm 16, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. David sang that, did he not? A goodly heritage, because what the Lord gives is good. And there were 10 lots for that tribe, that half tribe of Manasseh, and that was perfect. There was nothing missing for God's children. And you know what David then could sing, and he did it. The Lord is the portion of my lot, and he is, and of my cup, that is the temporal and the spiritual food and drink. Thou maintainest my lot. And David is given to acknowledge the Lord for it. And all God's children are brought into that as well. The spiritual daughters of Zelophehad say, now the Lord is my portion in my lot, in what he gives me, in his inheritance, and he sustains, and then he provides. And where does that now come from? From Christ, from that Savior. Because you read in that same 16th Psalm that my flesh shall rest in hope. And he will not suffer his Holy One to see corruption. Oh, then is that Savior the one who is set down at the right hand of his Father in the majesty on high. And why? Because he has purged our sins, says the Apostle Paul in Hebrews. And being made so much better than the angels, as he has obtained an inheritance, and therefore he has a name that is far exceeding all the name of the angels, O daughters of Zelophehad, that your eyes may be directed unto him, Because he is the one that has paid the price and he has the inheritance and he shall give it unto you. Oh, it is all in Christ alone. That is now that inheritance that Peter wrote about. Incorruptible. And that is undefiled and that fadeth not away and that is reserved where? In heaven. In that heavenly Canaan there is a portion that is in the house of the Father. That is with that greater Jesus, that greater Joshua, to receive the inheritance of him. Oh, daughters of Zelophehad, do you now hear it? You may be of good cheer. God will never disappoint the hope that he has wrought in the soul. No. That is his own work and he shall not destroy it. Oh, then he shall give them the good here below. And he shall give them even better hereafter. And he shall carry us through this wilderness journey as pilgrims, yes. And then into that Canaan, across that river of Jordan. Oh, then he has for you made it true that the lines are fallen into pleasant places. Then you shall be presented before your Father as a bride without spot and without wrinkle. And then the Holy Spirit shall look upon it with such approval and with such delight. Then it is by Jesus, through the Spirit, unto God, that the daughters of Zelophehad come home and receive that inheritance with him. Again, yea, the lines are fallen then unto you in pleasant places. And then you have the Lord as your portion for aye. Amen.